Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Next up is Rodney.
Rodney
and Michelle. So Michelle, she kicks off their hometown saying that they have connected on so many different levels. Her parents have always told her to marry your best friend, and she can very easily see Rodney being her best friend.
Why are you shaking your head, Tracy?
What do you mean marry your best friend? You have a best friend for a reason, and then you have a spouse for a different reason. I just don't think you have to marry your best friend.
Oh, Tracy is coming in just hot, you know, today. Don't marry nobody over 30. Don't marry your friend.
No, nobody under 30.
Or under 30.
And no, don't marry a man under 30. Women under 30, I think they might be more clear of what they're interested in life. But men aren't there yet. And not that you can't marry your best friend. I just don't think it's a prerequisite. I feel like you have best friends who serve a function in your life that is separate than your spouse. And so this is the note I took about this at the top of Rodney's date. Rodney is the most friend-zoned person in a Final Four ever.
Tracy! Tracy!
When she said the whole line about marrying your best friend, immediately I thought, I was like, this is just the ultimate, start of the friend zone.
Have you ever seen a person in the Final Four who you thought was more friend-zoned than a man?
No. Katie was the most friend-zoned.
But I don't think she made it to the Final Four.
She didn't make it to the Final 10.
But it's just like from jump. You know who else was sort of friend-zoned who made it far? Was it Ivan that Tayshia went on that hotel date?
They were in like
They had like ice cream sundae on their one-on-one. And they ordered room service.
The big ice cream sundae that they had.
Yeah, that was Ivan.
That was Ivan. Close to friend zone, but then they sort of got there. I don't feel like Rodney and her ever got the sexy vibes going.
Yeah, I never got the sex appeal vibes. As much as I love Rodney
Rodney, I understand your sex appeal, okay?
Okay. Rodney, please join the show. Justine is ready for you when you're ready.
Don't listen to me, Rodney.
I'm an old, washed, married woman. And I'm not saying that Rodney can't be sexy time vibes. I'm just saying him and Michelle were in a friend-zoned relationship that all of America could see.
not great. I do think, though, I agree that you should marry some. I agree in having your best friends, but I think your spouse... You have to be friends with them
first. Yes.
That has to be there. Yeah.
Well, you don't have to be friends with them first. You have to build a friendship as well.
Right.
Of course. Exactly. I agree. Mm-hmm. But I just think people, the same thing is people are like, oh, my spouse completes me. I'm like, no, you need to be a whole complete ass person on your own. Yeah. You need to complete yourself 10 times over and continue to complete yourself every day. Yeah. And then have this other person that you enjoy being with that maybe pushes you or challenges you. But whenever I go to a wedding and it's like, oh, you complete me, I'm like, this will end in divorce. It's the same thing. It's like, oh, you're my Shaky best foot. Friend. It's like, no, you're not my best friend. You're my husband or you're my wife or you're my partner. Mm-hmm. And we have a separate relationship that has friendship in it. But nah, that's not your best friend. And if it is your best friend, you need to go get other friends because you need to have a life away from your spouse.
Have a life outside of
them.
Yeah.
That's just me being a lecture person. Sorry. Apologies. No,
that is true.
Judgy Judy over here.
So yeah, we're starting off on this a little bit of a shaky foot with Rodney. I feel like we all know where this was going, but
yeah, we
love him, so we're like, okay, we're like still holding out hope. But yeah, Michelle and Rodney, they meet at, of course, an apple orchard because that is their thing.
They will let this go, and by they I mean the producers will not let this go.
They're running out of varieties of apples
at this point. Yes. But yeah, they head to an apple orchard and basically they just have a fun day just picking apples, basically. They do a little blind taste test thing, which they've done before. So Michelle made like that funny comment, like, I feel like I've been blindfolded way too many times. Very early in this relationship. But yeah, Rodney, so his like concern and like all of our concerns is that Michelle has pretty much only seen like his fun, silly side. And at this point by hometowns, like, we have not shown the serious, like, romantic side, but you already know it's just, like, not gonna work. And so I was kind of confused when she said, like, I've seen so many signs of Rodney or sides of Rodney, because I didn't think that was true. I feel like they've only really seen, like, the fun, silly, like, friend side. But anyways, they sit and chat. Rodney lets her know that she's going to be meeting his mom's, who's, like, his best friend. He's a lot like his mom. He's, like, so excited to introduce her, and then his pops, which is his stepdad. And yeah, she's just kind of like, I love, you know, happy Rodney. I'll be happy to see you in any which way you are. And Rodney, again, he knows this is like his ultimate time to like say all the things, do all the things. So he's like, you know, you make me feel like the only person in the room. You truly make me so happy. Kind of like also trying to lay it on thick, although it feels a little bit late.
It does. I was like, damn, Rodney, you should have done this on the rooftop like 2 weeks ago,
a couple of weeks back,
you know.
Which I don't know if it would have helped anyways, because I just don't know if Michelle has that that kind of connection with him.
No, she does. You know, she doesn't. You do know.
Yeah,
she doesn't.
I know.
Also, you guys are glazing over the part where Rodney's mom was like, we're each other's best friend. And only thing worse than being best friends with your spouse is being best friends with your adult child.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yep.
In their defense, I feel like Rodney said that his mom, did he grow up with a single mother? I don't know when the stepdad came into the situation.
But there was also a brother. Rodney has a brother. He wasn't he has a younger brother. Well. It's like, okay, I don't know, mom.
They're close.
Everybody needs to get friends outside of their family unit is what I'm trying. That's the lesson of today's episode. Yes. Get some friends.
Yes. I have those seen. Like, I have friends in my life who are raised by single parents, and they have like a different type of connection in a way, especially if their mother gave birth like super young. They kind of like grew up together.
I think so. And I think it's more, I'm less judgy of it if it's same sex. For some reason, like if a mom is best friends with her daughter slightly, but I think that in this setting where it's like, okay, you're meeting the potential spouse of your child, that's a time to actually pull that back a little bit. Like, this is not your moment, mom. Even if Rodney is your best friend, I think, you know, it's time to take a back seat, perhaps allow his new best friend to come in, his wife best friend instead of his mom. It just felt like so like to me. I was just like, okay, we get it. You guys are really close. You're really close. Yeah. You love each other.
It's definitely a dynamic. And we meet the mom. He looks just like his mom too.
Oh my God. And her little blue blouse with her little like.
She was ready for television.
She knew jewel tones do well on TV. She was ready.
Yep.
Oh my God. Yeah. And also Michelle said that, did you guys notice earlier in the season when she got ignored at the little slumber party date, she kept talking about making small moments. Remember she kept saying that? Then she said, oh, Rodney makes small moments. And I was like, okay, I'm tired of this phrase.
Trying to give Gretty a little bit of credit any which way she can.
She is. And that's and this is when she did that fantastic answer about 5 hours in the airport. That was so good.
This was here. So Michelle meets the family, his dad, his stepdad Tyree as well. Same dynamic again, white mother, black stepfather. I thought it was cute, personally. I know Tracy might not think it's cute, but when he turned the corner and his mom and him were like,
Oh my God. This like Lifetime movie reaction.
That was very cute.
Oh my God, it was so cute.
Oh my God. I was like, y'all are doing a lot.
I'm all for mothers and sons loving each other. I'm all for it. I just think calling your adult son your best friend when you're meeting his girlfriend is a little territorial. It's a lot. But don't mind me.
Yeah. It is.
But no, when they did, oh my God. And then she was like, I'm going to hug you first to Michelle. But you could tell she wanted to hug Rodney so bad. I thought it was so cute. I mean, I think Brandon's family is like very close and like lovey-lovey. But what I liked about Rodney's family is I felt like it seemed more authentic, like in a playful way. Mm-hmm. Brandon's family felt like really like we love each other. We are a family. Mm-hmm. And Rodney's family felt more like we've been through some shit, but like we're down to kick it. Like I would rather kick it with Rodney and his mom and his and pops.
Agreed.
Than with Brandon's family.
I like their energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really like the energy of that family dynamic. And so, Rodney reminds us that he had one of the early one-on-ones, which I totally forgot. And I think might have sometimes getting an early one-on-one kind of like fucks things up for you afterwards. I totally forgot he was one of the early ones. And so I think that might've been what happened. Michelle brings up the whole fact of him talking about being an underdog and being overlooked.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
And that's something that she and him kind of like related on because she's felt the same growing up and felt like she can connect with him on that. So Michelle sits with the mother, same thing, what sets Rodney apart. And she talks about how much she laughs with him, how playful he is. Again, a lot of the friend zone-y kind of qualities. Mm-hmm. So just wasn't looking good. That's when she gave the whole analogy of like the airport thing. Like when I'm in an airport, flight's delayed.
And this is where that phrase got my Becky of the Week, because I can't possibly ever give it to Michelle, ever. But that phrase gets my Becky of the Week. I can't stand it when people say that. When people say, oh, when you're stuck in the airport, da 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 da. Have you ever been stuck in the airport when your flight's been canceled and you have nowhere to stop, where to go? And you want them to be like, oh, let's just play cards. It'll be great. No, react like a human being. Be a whole human being. Don't sit there and tell me that that is your test of how we're going to be together in life. If the fucking flight gets delayed, like that shit is wild. I don't know. And I've been through a lot of travel dilemmas with my current boyfriend. And we have had to handle each other in certain ways. Like, I have, Tracy, obviously you don't know, but on one of our lifestyle episodes, I think I said this. I had one moment where I was digging through my purse and we were so delayed. I was so busy at that time. I just started throwing shit out of the purse, like across the room, in the waiting room.
Oh no.
Like I was bugging out. I was going to book a flight, a one-way flight to Cancun and like leave him there. Like I was like a mess and I'm still with him. And it's almost been a year since that happened. Like I hate that analogy. I can't stand it because it doesn't allow somebody to be a full human being.
And also just because Rodney's a good hang on The Bachelor, eating apples blindfolded, my husband is like truly one of the nicest, most even tempered humans. Like everyone is always like, how is he with you? He's so chill, which is rude. Thanks, everybody. But when we have travel problems, he is a monster. And I would never have known that about him until we had a travel problem. I mean, he's not a monster. He's not rude. He just like shuts down, quiet, just wants to go sit and like, and I'm like, okay, well, we're stuck here, so can't help you. Like, back off. But it's like, I would never have known that if we had been gallivanting through the Minnesotan countryside eating first kiss apples. Like, you'll know if your person is a fun person to hang out with at the airport when the one-on-one date you do is you're stuck at the actual airport.
Right.
Because
that's one of those dates.
That's another piece of my relationship advice. Travel with the person that you want to be with because you learn a lot.
That is true. So yeah, Rodney or the mom in her confessional, she agrees that Michelle is very genuine. But of course, she's very nervous and skeptical because Rodney only has one person to fall in love with and she has four. So she has a lot of anxiety around that. And obviously wants to like bring Rodney back down to earth because he's flying high and in love. And so, yeah, she kind of lets him know, like, I'm scared for you around this. Like, how do you feel? And he's just like, you know, she's worth the risk. You know, I need somebody strong, independent, beautiful, inside and out, funny, caring, like all of the things. And I feel like I'm definitely falling for this woman. And of course, the mom immediately just starts breaking down.
Sobbing.
That's like very scary. That's scary when you see your son like all head over heels in love and you already know, like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like, this is looking shaky already. I'm trying to be happy for you, but like, I don't know. So yeah, they, again, nice hometown, nothing, you know, didn't ruffle any feathers.
Nope.
Pleasant woman, pleasant stepdad. They head out. Michelle kind of lets him know, you know, I see exactly who you are through your mother. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Jesus Christ.
Leading in with the apple bun still. Lord.
And then he says he loves, is falling in love with her, and she does not say it back.
And she does not say it back. Yeah, she doesn't say it back. So yeah, and then even on her way out, she does a whole thing about like, I feel like he could be my best friend, just like my parents are best friends. Like, still laying it on thick, which is just, I already know where that was going. Next up, Michelle and most likely her husband, Joe.
my favorite, Joe.
Your
favorite, Tracy? Okay.
Oh my God, he is a light skin wonder. He's the best of us mixed kids. He's so hot.
Joe is.
He is fine. Yes. Joe
this
is
episode,
fine.
I was looking at
Yes, me too. Me too. Yes.
Between the prom photos, I was like, I knew he was cute, but like, I wasn't really checking.
Joe
like that,
is doing it for me visually.
So Michelle going into this date lets us know again, as we already know, showing emotion is not Joe's like strong suit. But to his credit, he's really been challenging himself, and like, she can see the progress just within the short time that they've gotten to know each other. So for their hometown, of course, they meet at Joe's high school. Like, what other date was this going to be?
Sabotage. Woo-wee.
They're just leaning in hard with the nostalgia, and they just want it. You can tell the producers just need and want them to work out so bad.
They
need this. They do the same thing they did with her high school, kind of like walked around, show her through the halls, brought her to like his favorite spa, did a whole little makeout scene that he like wish mm-hmm. he could do in high school if he had a girlfriend, all that good stuff. And then he surprises her, brings her to the gym, and they just whipped out a whole budget and a half for show.
It was looking like Spirit Halloween in there. It's like, oh my God. It's like, wow, producers gave him all the budget because Rodney was in a field.
Rodney had Brandon six apples.
Brandon was in skateboard park.
They created a whole entire scene, prom mm-hmm. scene, decked out for Joe and Michelle. Did he say he didn't go to prom?
He did not go to prom.
And she
was
said
picked,
she got
last.
Picked last.
I don't know what that means for prom.
I'm not
I don't
sure what that means either.
I don't know either.
I'm like, do you guys do prom like PE? Like, what do you mean you're picked last?
Picking teams, yeah.
Okay.
I'm assuming she got asked like last minute or something. I don't know. Maybe. But that phrase, she keeps saying that's a little weird.
Yeah.
Of course, Michelle loves this. This is like, mm-hmm. of course, very nostalgic. She's always just like, she's known about Joe for like years, so mm-hmm. it's like she's had a crush mm-hmm. on him, all of that, so this is of course like a huge fairy tale moment for her. They're, you know, prom king and queen, they're dancing, taking photo booth pictures, all that cute stuff.
And cool. That dress was great.
Her dress is my dress Michelle well. Deserves it moment.
Okay. Oh, nice.
That dress was very good. She looked smoking hot. Her As cleavage always. Was perfect.
Yeah.
Youth. Yep. My God, 28-year-old, just perky, beautiful. The red looked great on her. I just kept looking at it being like, okay, dress. Like, yes, mm-hmm. Michelle, the vibe.
Great dress.
And it was like totally prom, you know?
Right. Yes.
But it wasn't like prom. It wasn't like what they did at Bachelors in Paradise. You know, it was like prom, mm-hmm. but adult prom. She just looked
an adult.
She looked very she's elegant. Looked great all season, but this episode I just was like taken by her in the red.
This was a great dress for sure. They sit and chat. We learn we're meeting his mom, dad, brother, and the brother's wife Hannah, mm-hmm. who he like was very adamant, like, oh, you're gonna get along with her a lot, like you're really gonna get along with her.
So like, weird.
I kept saying it a lot and I was like, what the hell?
He's in on Hannah.
I was like, what? And so Michelle, she's obviously very nervous to meet his family. She feels like that's the one missing piece to Joe. He's a bit of a mystery because he's so silent.
He's very mysterious.
Mm-hmm. So she's very like nervous/curious, just like, what is this dynamic? Like, where is this man from?
Mm-hmm.
We go to their hometowns again, we meet his mother, father. His dad was so cute, mm-hmm. just like this big black man.
So
adorable.
Cute. So cute. Oh my God.
The brother and Hannah, the sister-in-law, who is like very skeptical, just mm-hmm. off rip.
You guys, I feel like she is a like crazy Bachelor Nation fan.
She was my Becky of the week.
No!
I mean, she was like, she was well, so, I mean, but she was like a real literal Becky.
Yeah, she was.
Like, and like the she way was. She was like narrating everything, like the Coleman, they don't speak, and like da 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 da. And it was like, okay, know it all, Hannah. Like, this isn't even your family. Just shut up and be married. Like, usually, like the in laws have like a moment, if anything, but Hannah was like, I'm on The Bachelorette today. Like, I'm auditioning for Bachelor Siblings. Like, I just was like, you can keep it, girl.
Hey, guys. That's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.